Brian Bigler from Southwest Minnesota, down by Lake Wilson, corn and soybean farmer.
Brian, it's been a challenging year for many growers across southern Minnesota, mainly due to excess moisture. How was the growing season for you, and how did the fall go?
Well, like everybody else, or a good portion of the area down here, we were wet all year long. Fall got to be drawn out right when we're getting about ready to start soybeans. We had a bunch of rain, and we had probably 5 to 6 inches of rain down this area at the end of September. And we've had a couple of snows since then, too, so it's been a challenge. We're lucky we've been done for a couple of weeks with our corn now. And all in all, bean yields are down, but I was pleasantly surprised with our corn yields that we did have this year.
So you were able to get done with harvest, but some post-harvest field work, you're going to have to carry over some jobs into the spring, it sounds like.
Yes, we didn't. I didn't. Out of all my strip-till acres I had to do, I only had about 60 acres I got done. So we'll have to put a game plan together for next spring, and it's pretty much common around the area here. There's not much tillage work done at all around here. It's probably the least amount that I can remember in a long time not being done.
How many years have you been doing strip-till? And I know, because we talked about this before the interview, this will be the first time that you've had to build strips in the spring. So as you think about that game plan that you alluded to for the spring, what are the dynamics that go into this type of management strategy?
Yeah, this will be my 7th year that I would have been pulling strips, but first year that I never got them done in the fall. Usually I've always found a way to get them done. Be a little new experience going next spring. Gonna have to talk to some people that have done it before, and I got some ideas of what we're going to be doing, but it's going to take a little bit different equipment setup from what I have right now. But well, it looks like we'll have some time to work it through and get it going.
You're pretty certain that things won't turn around yet this late fall, early winter from a field condition standpoint. We've had some very cold temperatures, some snow too. So the idea of a thaw and one more window yet in 2018, you don't like your odds very much, do you?
No, it's looking pretty slim. We're supposed to get a couple days in the up around 40s, which I don't know, it's going to be tough because we have all our snow cover right now. Probably be lucky if we get out of the 30s. I'm just, by the middle of the week, I'll know for sure, but looking like by Wednesday, we'll probably be washing everything up and getting it tucked away for the winter.
Brian, anything else about this year that you want to make sure we talk about?
Well, I guess one thing to be watching for probably this fall is going to be just your nitrogen management. If a guy doesn't have anything on, I don't know if it's going to be the best. A lot of people are going to be excited about getting it put on so they don't have to worry about it next spring. But with the ground froze up and everything, and putting that out there now is a good chance of it getting washed off if we get some good thaws in the spring and we get a lot of water movement.
And somewhat related to that, Brian, the fact that you're going to have more residue on the surface because you do strip till, how do you see that helping you come next spring as far as the field being fit to do work, absorbing some of that moisture? Obviously there are multiple reasons why you've gone to a strip till approach, but I would think that those factors would play into it certainly.
Yeah, between the soil erosion, the reduction that I've been having with that, a lot of times it's all that residue. You think it's going to be a lot colder in the spring, and it's going to take forever for things to dry out and stuff. And I've been noticing that my water infiltration has been helping out a lot, and I've been able to get into the field just as pretty much as quick as anybody else has been. And it saves a lot of just tillage costs. I don't have to, next spring I'll be able to just, except for maybe making some strips, but with the beans, I can just no-till them in. I don't have to worry about getting out and having to do any tillage work and stuff. So as soon as the weather's fit to go, instead of having to worry about doing all the tillage on everything, I can just worry about get planting.